Before we talk about White Horse Authority, because it's an interesting phrase, thought we'd talk a little bit about the other aspect of the title, which is what happens when there's adverse White Horse Authority in a must-win case. What is a must-win case? Well, from a client's perspective, it's any case that they're paying you a retainer for and hoping for a result. I've never seen a client who didn't feel like their case was a must-win case. But for attorneys, there ought to be no such thing. Does that mean that we don't owe certain duties of zealousness to our clients? Of course we do, and I'll discuss those in a moment. But the reality of the matter is that the advice that I got from a partner in Tort Team A at Fulbright and Jaworski back in the mid-1980s when I was a baby lawyer was some of the best advice I ever got. And that advice was, there is no case or client that is worth your bar card or your reputation. Now, for those of you who are too young, Fulbright and Jaworski was a big law firm that had a lot of lawyers in a lot of different offices. And also, for those of you who are too young, a tort used to be... Let's talk about that duty of zealousness. Everyone seems to remember, if there's one thing from the Texas Lawyers Creed that lawyers remember, it's, I owe a duty of zealous representation of my client. And you're right, but that's only part of the equation. Your duty is to zealously assert the client's position under the rules of the adversary system. This comes right out of the preamble to the disciplinary rules. This is clarified in the next section where it says your duty is to, quote, zealously pursue the client's interests within the bounds of the law.